Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everybody, it's Big D and I am on Zach Nichols Podcast. Make sure you guys check it out. You don't want to miss this one.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
And as always, more importantly,
we got a very, very special guest.
Very special. Actually,
he's been
the most special.
Yeah, very, very special. Mr. Derek Frazier.
Give it up. Give him a double.
Thank you so much, guys.
In the building.
Thank you. This is such an honor.
Before we start.
Yes.
I have a gift for you.
Oh, shit. Here you go.
Here we go with the gift.
First of all, you know, everyone knows I'm not, I don't shy away from the internet controversy.
Oh, shit.
But your clapback was amazing. Amazing enough that we got you, we're re-gifting this.
A re-gift,
but it's never been worn.
You know what? I will take it. Yes, because that's exactly where I need to be at. I appreciate you putting that respect on my name.
No, for sure. Now that I've seen you in person.
Yeah. Yes, I will fuck somebody up.
You would clog the artery, bro. They would have to butter the walls. Listen, I think I'd still give myself the nod
nice
over
couch.
You. only because I've done it. And I know exactly how I'd go about beating you.
Yeah. I appreciate you. I appreciate that confidence you have.
I'm not underestimating you. I know whose loins, plums you came from, brother.
Right. Just remember that. I think a lot of people forget I came from a boxer's son. And I
No. A boxer.
The heavyweight champion of the world, Smoker Joe Frazier.
Exactly.
So
the only I know that you come from some very powerful plums. That being said,
yes,
as do I. Bruce did not raise no bitch.
I believe it. Listen, I watched you. I think you're an icon, a legend.
Older than you. And that means a lot. Thank you.
I have never put anything bad on your name. I think, unfortunately, I haven't got my chance to show everybody what I could do. The thing about it, when you come to Big Brother, we know this. It's all little kiddie games. Mm-hmm. I'm 32 years old from North Philadelphia. I fought, I boxed, I played football. I will fuck somebody up if I need to. Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, I haven't got a chance to do that. And I would love to. I know I'm not a runner. bitch, I'm not running. I'm not jumping off some shit, sure. TJ. You jump off that shit. I'm here to just hit bitches and show people I can fuck them up.
I like that. Okay. And I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty confident. I was like, man, if Derek comes here, I could get him in the hall brawl. But now after a little dev drop, I might have a problem. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Listen.
I'll be down to try it, but I think I might.
I just want you to know why I'm here.
Yeah.
I need everyone to know that you are a legend.
Oh, me? Yeah.
Well, you are the star, and I need people to understand that.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
Because he does really good with this show.
Thanks, man.
You're the reason why I showed up. I love Zach and all, but I was like, I got to meet Pierre. He's the star of the show.
They don't even, he just called me an icon, and he's showing up for you.
He says, I'm the star of the
show.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. Give a round of applause, please.
Was that for you or for him?
For me. No, it's for me. No, obviously, you know, we've been talking on the Instagram, and obviously, you know, Zach famously made some comments about you know, your potential in a challenge, and we'll get to all that. But
yeah.
We definitely, the way that we do business here is if we talk about you on the show, you have an opportunity to come here on the couch and get it. So thank you for coming.
I appreciate
here.
That. And I appreciate your time. Everything, because I know how you guys are doing. You guys are doing great.
Like, speaking seriously. Of time, you did come here on Tiffany time.
Yeah, you're on Tiffany. Tiffany Eastern time.
Shout out to Tiffany. Listen, Tiffany Eastern. She's taking care of me. She fed me. She gave me a bunch of shots.
Nobody
better than look,
Tiffany.
She was like, whatever you need. That's my best friend. I love her.
I don't doubt that she's probably one of the most hospitable reality TV stars of all time.
I think you guys need to cut her a check at this point. Like, she's taking care of all the people that come through for the show.
Yeah, no, you know, we've had actually some people have, like, so people have contacted Pierre and been like, can we come on just so we can hang out with Tiffany?
That is not cap. Yeah. That is not cap. That is factual information.
Man, she's a great host. And she's such a, you know, of course I have a podcast with her. Mm-hmm. She's my best friend. I'm telling you, we do everything. We talk every day. Do you know, like, every day we sit on FaceTime watching Naked and Afraid together?
Oh, really?
Yeah. People wouldn't think it. You would never think between me and Tiffany that we're going to be, like, best of friends, especially what happened in the house.
That's great. Right.
Not best of friends, but you watching Naked and Afraid every day, I can totally see that.
You know what? Look, I got to look at something. The dudes look good on there.
Would you do that show?
Absolutely not. You know, I'm already scared of bugs, so I can imagine, like, putting my fat ass out there. I'm also thinking, like, everyone's going to see me at my core. Like, you're seeing tits and ass and everything.
Yeah, literally the most vulnerable I think you can be with another human is them to see your butthole.
Yeah.
If you've seen someone's butthole, you've seen the most vulnerable millimeter of their body.
Mm-hmm. True. That is true.
Yeah. That and the taint.
Well, listen, I don't know how many taints I've been in, but you can speak for yourself.
Oh, I go hard in the taint, baby.
Is it a girls' area called a taint, too?
Not that.
What?
What is it called?
I thought only guys had taints.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't taint a female with that part of the body.
I thought is there not a landing? All right, whatever. Anywho.
shout out to my best friend who I'm going to ask who's a female. Is it called a taint? Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not allowed to say that word in my house. There's certain words I'm not allowed to say. Jenna's like, that's gross. I can't say that.
Yeah.
I also can't say growler, beaver.
Mm. Are you allowed lunch to say meat. Moist?
Not unless I'm referring to cake.
Loin or groin or
like
moist?
Like cake. Loin.
Wow.
I can say groin.
Yeah, okay. So we have Derek Frazier, Big D in the house, man. You talked a little bit about your family tree. Why don't we start with that, man?
Absolutely.
Tell us about you, your family, how you grew up, all that, man, your start in life.
Thank you. So, you know, I grew up in North Philadelphia. I'm 11.
North Philadelphia.
North.
Where you were born and raised.
Where I was born and raised. Yes. So don't start, Zach.
What you about playground?
What you about the
on the playground is where.
Oh my God! I knew it was coming.
If you didn't, I said don't that do it because I wanted
Philly.
To do it.
It's yeah. not North.
Oh,
Philly.
You're right.
It's West Philly.
West Philadelphia.
We
on the playground when I spent most of my day chilling out.
I had no idea we were talking
you
about.
You literally just embarrassed like, the fuck out of
he's me. Like, what the hell are these guys? These idiots.
I was like, wait, hold on. Did I miss something?
So North. Okay, so let me just get familiar with Philadelphia first.
Absolutely.
Part of Philadelphia was Rocky Balboa from.
Okay, so that's a whole can of worms. If you want, guys want to open that.
I know people from Philadelphia don't like Rocky Balboa.
So, you know, Rocky Balboa is a fictional character that people don't know that is based off of my father, Smoking Joe Frazier. If you're from Philly.
I know everything. Right. I'm a Rocky Balboa. Like, that was my favorite movie growing up. Movies.
Okay, good. Okay, so you already know. So he was a fictional character based off my father. So when they made the Rocky statue It was kind of like a slap in my dad's face.
Huge, because your dad was a real man.
No, of course. And unfortunately, back in the day, my dad was not smart when it comes to contracts, talking to people. So, you know, he was just like, they were like, oh, we'll put you in the movie. You know, they came and asked them questions. My dad worked at the meat company. He lived on his own. He did all that, okay?
There was a boxer, though, that they based the name Rocky off of. It was Rocky Marciano.
Yes.
So they took an Italian boxer and gave your dad's story to
them. They used to come to the gym. When it was happening, they used to come to the gym and ask them
Sylvester
questions.
Sylvester Stallone is kind of a thief.
No, he is. That's why I'm kind of like, that's why you will never see me support anything. Even that little show with his family, I'm like, you'll never see me catch
honestly, me. It makes me feel, knowing the story,
yeah,
it makes me almost like, that's bullshit.
I will tell you, Zach, it was hard. You know, growing up, I always looked at my dad like, how come you're not the one getting invited to the awards and things like that? Because, man, this is a whole can of worms, so excuse me if I get a little deep.
No, dude, this is just... Okay, so here's the thing. This is what I want to hear. Because this
like,
is...
I don't care about Big D and Big Brother and the challenge. He's like, I want to hear about Joe Frazier.
No, but this is real life. This is history. This could be a docu... This should be the documentary. I watched a bullshit documentary on ESPN where they were like trying to say like, oh, it's based off of an Italian boxer from Philadelphia named Rocky Marciano, and he had this fight, which is all true. However, the meat factory, all the... Yeah. Other things, a lot of that's built into it is all your dad.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's sad. But I will say it cuts back to a time where, you know, I used to ask my dad, like, why are you not getting invited to the awards? How come Ali's getting invited to the awards? The thing about it, my dad got gypped. He had bad agents. He had bad people in his life not giving him the correct contract, not putting him in front of the right people. So it was hard growing up to see that he wasn't getting that same respect as Ali. He, you know, only time my dad got respect was like, you throw him in a video game. But keep in mind, Ali's stats was always bigger than my dad's stats in the games, which was annoying. You know, especially as me being a kid, I used to get mad because I'd be like, I would see Ali's son go to things. It was tough. So when the Rocky movies came out, the way they tried to show respect to my dad was putting him, I think he was in the third one or second one, Zach? Do you remember? He's in one of them that he pops up at.
I want to say third, but I'm questioning myself.
No, it's either the second or third.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I do know that. Yes. Yeah.
So the second and third one, that was their way of like showing him respect. We're gonna let him go to the movies, and then we're also gonna pay him a little bit, and that's it. But they stole the whole entire story about him, and then you're kind of sitting there like, damn, he could have been bigger than this. Think about it. It took years. It took until my dad died. What, 2011. We got the statue 2015. Thank you. 2015, the statue was finally made. That's years later. Thank God we got a statue in Philadelphia. I'm okay with where it's at because it's where the younger generation can learn about him down in the stadiums. But it's kind of like his whole legacy was just like thrown away. So, of course, when people look at me, I try to keep the Frazier name alive. I understand I'm Big D. I have my own little name, but I also, the reason why I stay out there is because I'm the last of the last. Right. So it's like, I'm the only person that could tell the stories of growing up, being in the gym, watching the Ali and Frazier fights and things like that with him. Him telling me what was going through his head during this time, because he was like, I was going to knock his jaw off. Like, there's so many things, you know.
It was, dad was eating it.
Could you imagine?
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.